The next coach on the teleconference is Maryland's D.J. Durkin. Maryland has a bye this week before hosting Central Florida on September 23rd. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could make some quick opening comments, we'll go ahead and take questions.
Yep, just good coming off a good home win. Thought our guys came out and played well, bouncing back after the big road win. I was pleased with how we came out and started fast and had a good performance. And I want to buy, just concentrating on a lot of things we got to work on as a team to get better at. And this week gives us a chance to do that and then get ready for Central Florida coming in here next week. That's where we're at. Any questions?
Thank you, Coach. We'll open it up now.
To ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Don Marcus, the Baltimore Sun.
Hey, DJ.
Hey, Don.
When you heard about Central Florida canceling the game this week, and now the fact that they've canceled two in a row, as a coach, how difficult is that when you have game schedule? Obviously, you know, they're dealing with a pretty drastic, you know, terrible situation down there. But as a coach, how difficult it is to get your team refocused to play again?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it really hasn't changed our schedule at all. Obviously, if they had played two more games, that'd have been more film evaluation and things we could have studied and looked at. But in terms of our own players and our schedule, nothing's changed. I mean, this was going to be a bye anyways. And so, you know, I did just simply with our guys, as always, just control the controllables. That stuff's out of our control. Nothing we can do or worry about. Just got to keep going about our business.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Matt Fortuna, All-American.
Hi, DJ. Just curious if you can share a little about the challenges, or maybe not challenges, of getting a true freshman quarterback ready, especially when he did enroll early. It's the case with Kasim.
Yeah, I think it's all kind of individually based. I mean, with Kasim, I would definitely say he's far ahead of the curve of a normal freshman. He's that type of guy. He's got really good understanding of things, football awareness. He's intelligent, and he works really hard at it. So it's been nothing like, you know, out of the ordinary, magic or something. We knew he was ready going into game one, and felt that way about it. And obviously, he proved that to be true once he went in the game. And I thought he played really well this past weekend as well.
Your next question is from David Ginsberg, Associated Press.
Hey, Coach. Really running the ball well, Ty Johnson, Leak. How important is it to run the ball in the Big Ten? Is that maybe one of the reasons why the offense is so successful or so run-oriented?
Well, I think it's always important. You got to win at line of scrimmage. I think you need to be able to run the ball and stop the run in order to be consistent and win. That's definitely an emphasis for us on both sides of the ball. I think, we're much further ahead throwing the ball than we were a year ago, and I think that's only going to continue. I think, at the same time, when I say you got to win the line of scrimmage in order to win, I also believe you got to be two-dimensional. I mean, you can't just be stuck on one thing. It's going to get shut down at some point. So it's been good. I think we've thrown the ball well these past 2 weeks, and that's obviously got to continue as we keep going through our schedule.
And as a follow-up, is it very nice to have that successful of a running game, given the fact that you've got a freshman quarterback there and you're not really putting the pressure on him to put it in the air, at least not yet?
Yeah, it helps. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'd have to go back and look, but the first 8 plays of the game, I think we threw 6 or 7 times this past week. We're certainly not worried or concerned about putting the air with them. Having a good running game, that always helps. I think having good players around you helps. He's got a good offensive line and a really talented group of receivers and running backs around him, so that certainly helps.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Your next question is from Chris Hummer, 24/7 Sports.
Hey, Coach. I know you said you've had no doubt about Kasim being ready to play. I'm coming in. But at the same time, how do you kind of avoid throwing too much at somebody that's only been on campus for a few months? Are you forced to scale things back at all?
No, that's just a feel I think you get with what they can handle. And he can handle it, so I don't know. I think, again, everything is individually based. I think it's hard to clump things into this is how freshmen respond, this is how upperclassmen, this is how, you know, whatever it might be. I think that's a, you know, sometimes a mistake when you do that. So I think everything is individually based. I think you just have a feel for that as a coach. And you know, Kasim since day one has really grasped things very quickly. He proved that throughout training camp and thus far. So there's not, we're not, you know, holding things back or having to be, I don't know, scaled back or whatever the right term is. I mean, we're able to use our offense, and he can do it all. He can handle it. I think he's a unique talent, a unique person.
Is there a particular attribute in a situation like that for a quarterback that allows them to succeed as quickly as Kasim has?
Yeah, I think you probably heard people describe like that it factor, or whatever that it is. I mean, he's very, you know, calm and cool. He's mature beyond his years. Handle this thing. So I you know, watch him go in the game against Texas. He didn't, you know, there was nothing. It was kind of like he was out about to go throw the ball in the backyard or something. He just, that's kind of how he is. He doesn't, the moment doesn't get too big for him. I think he relies on his preparation. He prepares and works really hard. And I think that's where he gets his confidence from.
Thank you, Coach.
Your next question is from Don Marcus, the Baltimore Sun.
Yeah, DJ, a couple of weeks ago you talked about how a lot of the upperclassmen who stayed around, you know, helped the culture, you know, get going. Andrew Isaacs, I'm sure, is one of those guys. Can you talk about what he's been through, you know, both in terms of coming back from the knee injury as well as changing positions to what he did on Saturday?
Very proud of Andrew. You can't find a better young man than Andrew. Just great teammate, a great player, great friend, great person to coach. He's been through, you know, obviously some traumatic injuries in his career, and very unselfishly switched positions. We thought that was his best opportunity to get on the field and help us, and he willingly, you know, went ahead and did that. And I think, you know, that was just the start of it the other day. I think you know, he's obviously learning a new position. He's getting better and better, you know, every day with every rep he gets, and he'll continue because he's such a hard worker, accountable type guy. I think, you know, he'll just keep getting better and better.
Yeah, and just to follow up, what he did on Saturday, does that change, you know, his situation? Does that get him into more of a regular rotation at that position based on his production?
Oh, I don't know. We'll see. I mean, we're about to start our week of practice on a bye, and we're going to keep repping a lot of guys and reevaluating that. So I, you know, we haven't made that determination yet, but it certainly helps. He played well, did good with the reps he got, so it definitely helps.
Thank you.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank